好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神把我们带到2021年9月19号的主日讲道时间来。
God guides us to September 19, 2021 sermon time.
今天讲到的题目是恩召的意义。
The sermon title today is The Meaning of Gracious Calling.
我们开始在讲道以先有一个短短的祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a short prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主，你以永远的爱来爱我们。
Thank you, you love us with your eternal love.
你也以你厚厚的恩典来呼召我们。
Also, you just call us with your abundant grace.
你在我们还做罪人的时候就爱我们了。
While we're still the sinners, you already love us.
你差派你的独生爱子耶稣基督。
You sent your only beloved son, Jesus Christ.
道成肉身，降世为人。
And also just with your incarnation and just come to this world as flesh.
你甚至在太初创立世界以先就已经在耶稣基督里拣选了我们。
Also, before the creation of the whole universe, you already chose us in Jesus Christ.
主啊，这份恩典是何等的长阔高深。
God, your grace is just so abundant and deep.
这份恩召是何等的智慧与恩典。
And your gracious calling is just full of wisdom and grace.
主，求你的大能覆庇我们每一位。
May you just cover each one of us with your almighty power.
赐给我们有谦卑受教的耳朵。
Give us a teachable heart and ears.
好让我们真实能够与主同行。
So that we can walk with you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主恩召的意义。
Praise the Lord, the meaning of gracious calling.
我们可能要思考一下什么是恩召啦，恩典的呼召嘛。
So we may just have to think that. So what is this God's calling and that His gracious call?
其实神呼召我们的本身就是一份恩典，同意吗？
So God calls us by itself. Actually, it's a grace.
从某种程度上来讲，神人关系的本质其实就是上帝对我们恩典的呼召，对不对？
Therefore, the essence of a relationship between the God and man is His gracious calling.
我们看看他起初对人类的呼召是怎样的呢？
So let's look at how He called the people at the very beginning.
那他对亚伯拉罕的呼召，就发现他对人类拯救的心意了。
Through God's call to Abraham, and He let us see His will of salvation.
我们透过他对摩西的呼召，也发现我们看见他拯救的行动啊。
Also from God's call to Moses, and He let us see the action of salvation.
当然，最后透过他自己的独生爱子耶稣基督的呼召，使我们看见拯救的盼望。
Also through the call to His only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and we see hope.
那保罗今天在帖撒罗尼迦前书呢，也让我们看见了恩召的意义，对不对？
Also today in 1 Thessalonians.Paul shows us the meaning of gracious calling.
这就是今天讲到题目的由来啦。
So this is the origin of today's title.
那恩召的意义，或者说恩召到底有什么意义呢？
So what is the meaning of gracious calling?
我们先来看第一点。
Let's see the first point.
恩召意义的第一点就是持守圣洁。
Hold on to holiness.
当摩西与神在西乃山上相遇的时候呢？
When Moses and God met on Mount Sinai,
那神就对他提出一个要求了。
So God had a requirement to
你把鞋给脱掉。
Take off your shoes.
因为你所站的是圣地啊。
Because the place you stand is a holy place.
我想摩西是糊里糊涂，怎么站的地方我平常每天这个地儿都来的，怎么突然间就成了圣地了呢？
So maybe for Moses, that's the place he stands every day. How come today it just become a holy place?
因为今天神与他同在。
Because today God is with him.
所以首先圣洁乃是神的本性。
So first, holiness is the nature of God.
通常我们在理解圣洁的时候呢，
When we understand holiness,
可能会比较容易单单从一个人本主义的道德伦理的角度去论说，会不会？
We may just only discuss it just from the perspective of humanistic morality and ethics.
圣洁，我们会想这个人够不够干净啊？
Maybe we will see holiness if this person, is he clean enough?
道德水平够不够高尚啊？
How's his morality level?
但是我们其实更加忽略的圣洁乃是神的本性啊，想过没有？
So, ever thought about this? We may just overlook that the holiness is the nature of God.
此话怎讲呢？
So how can we explain that?
圣洁是神永恒、良善、全能与这些本性息息相关的呀。
So holiness actually is closely related to God's eternity, goodness.
按照圣经的启示呢，他是始，他是终，他无所不能，全知全善，他是一位掌权的主，对不对？
So God is the beginning and He is the end, and the omnipotent, and also is no all-knowing, all-good and powerful God.
在时空里有限的人对神的观察呢？
So, with a human being, we're in the limited time and space to observe God.
我们也发现神是不变的，而且是永远不变的。
And we'll see God is unchanging, and He will never change.
神的不改变是在时空内，也超越时空外。
So God, he does not change. It's either inside or outside of the time and space.
如果是从这个角度来看呢？
So from this perspective,
人的罪孽在神的永恒中其实也就是如沧海一粟啊。
Therefore, the human sin is just like a drop in the ocean in God's eternity.
从物理学的角度观察，它几乎是可以忽略不计的。
From physics, and almost it's negligible.
但是这里恰恰显示出上帝圣洁的纯洁性。
However, here it just reveals about God's holiness.
上帝的圣洁对罪是不可兼容、不可容忍的。
So God's holiness and about the sin, actually, He just cannot tolerate.
但是同时，我们也发现，人对神的悖逆呢，并不影响神对人的拯救啊。
However, man's rebellion against God does not affect God's salvation of man.
于是呢，在这个蒙拯救的过程当中呢，神人相遇的本身就显明了上帝圣洁的本性了。
Therefore, in this process of salvation, and the encounter between God and man just reveals the holy nature of God.
其实这些道理在圣经的启示当中都一一向我们显明的。
Actually, all the truths is like this, and revealed actually in the Bible.
很简单，以色列上帝的选民为什么要献祭呢？
So obviously, so why do God's elect offer sacrifices?
人有罪嘛。
Because human being.
人有罪，而上帝又是圣洁的嘛，所以要透过献祭来满足这个公义的要求啊。
Because God is holy, but the people just has sinned, so they have to offer the sacrifice.
那到了新约时代呢？
So when we come to the New Testament,
今天你我为什么祷告的时候要奉耶稣基督的名呢？
How come today when we pray, we need to pray in the name of Jesus Christ?
因为上帝是圣洁的呀。
Because God is holy.
你不透过耶稣基督这个桥梁、这个道路、真理、生命，怎么能够将祷告到达父那里去呢？
If we do not pray through Jesus Christ as a bridge, how can we reach our Heavenly Father?
没有耶稣基督这个代赎，我们的祷告又怎么可能进入圣洁的殿堂呢？
Without Jesus Christ sacrificing His life for us, how can we enter into God's holy temple?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
圣洁作为上帝的本性，是使我们了解圣洁意义的一个核心的意义，对不对？
Therefore, holiness as the nature of God, that is the key for us to understand about the God's holiness.
所以讲圣洁，千万不要把神的超越性，然后降格为人本主义的道德伦理当中，对吧？
Therefore, when we talk about God's holiness, we cannot just downgrade God to just only the morality and the ethics level.
并不代表上帝的圣洁就没有道德，没有伦理，那是超越，对吧？
It does not mean God's holiness does not have to, in this morality and ethics. Actually, it's just go beyond that.
其次呢？
Second.
污秽乃是悖逆圣灵啊。
Second, filth is a rebellion against the Holy Spirit.
想想我们自己每一个弟兄姐妹的生命也是如此啊。
Think about each one of us. Think about our life.
当我们信了主，来到神的面前的时候呢？
When we believe in the Lord and we come to God.
会不会难免都带着自己污秽的老我来到神的家中呢？
Inevitably, we will just bring our old self and come to God's home, right?
所以保罗劝勉我们说，神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
Therefore, Paul exhorts us today, and he said, For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life.
蒙上帝拣选和呼召的人，为什么要带着你的污秽和老我呢？
So a person and who received a calling from God, and how can we just bring our own nature?
你发现没有，你的性格往往比较强啊。
So maybe your character, your personality, it just more has the strongest nature.
总是要坚持己见，就是不与教会合拍，会不会啊？
And do we just kind of just try to insist our own opinion and not to just go just together with the church's footstep.
但心里边总觉得，哎呀，我与众不同啊！上帝造的我们每个人都不一样，所以我要坚持我自己这个独特性的，就是不愿意教会的合一性相合，会不会啊？
Maybe you think, oh, I'm so unique. I just don't want to just coincide with church's vision.
呀，其实久而久之呢
，Actually.Just when time just goes by,
你会发现我们的这些性情可能会遮盖了我们的性喜。
So, or just a personality, it may just cover the, our message.
性格过于强烈的时候呢
If our personality and the character are just too strong,
人们听你口中所传讲的信息的时候呢
And then when people hear what you say about your message,
可能看见的都是你的性格而看不见上帝的性情，会不会啊
？Maybe all they can see is your character,
更不要说去描述和表达耶稣基督的圣洁了。
Not even mention to describe about Jesus his holiness.
呀，现实中是怎样呢
？What about in reality?
我们的老我如果不改变
，If our old self do not change,
但是又来到耶稣基督的身体，就是教会里边啦。
But come into the body of Christ.
请大家留意
Pay attention.
此时此刻就不单单是自己污秽了
At this moment, it's not only just we just defile ourselves.
你会使大家都彼此沾染污秽的
But also will contaminate everyone with each other.
你觉得自己的个性很了不起吗
Do you think your personality is great?
你坚持个性，他坚持个性，每个人都坚持自己的小小的个性，那在基督身体的合一又如何去荣耀主的名呢
If each person just persists his own personality, how can we unite it in one?
其实这就是耶稣所说的法利赛人笑，叫我们提防，也是这个意思。
So this is what Jesus said about the leavings of the Pharisees.
当一个人在强调和坚持自己的个性的时候呢
When a person emphasizes and about his own personality,
他就成了法利赛人的笑了，然后不断的在发笑。你也个性，我也个性，每个人都有自己的个性啊。
In that situation, and you just become just the leavings of the Pharisees.
教会的步伐，教会的脚步，大家同心合意，广传福音，做一件事情，你偏要剑走偏锋，旁门左道，你能跟神交账吗
？So in the church, when we just walk on just same footstep, however, just want to go a different way, how can we testify for God?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
其实人不怕有罪，也不怕有软弱呀。
Actually, it is not worse for men to have a sins or fails.
也更加不怕我们生命当中有污秽，谁不污秽都污秽呀，对吧
？Or it is not worse for man to just have a fail.
就怕你不肯悔改呀。
However, the key is.If you're not willing to repent,
那保罗说有谁软弱我不软弱呢保罗也软弱的
Paul said who is weak and I'm not weak
保罗生命当中总有一根刺神就不拿走他
In Paul's life and there's a thorn like in his life and God did not remove that
后来从圣经当中他提到他签名的时候那个字是签得很大的他眼睛看不清啊
So the Bible just mentioned that when he signed the letter and he just signed his name really big, I mean his vision is not too good.
但是保罗不介意夸他这个软弱，我就是有这个软弱，我不介意让大家看的。
However, Paul he just does not mind to just mention about his weakness.
也有点像我们今天弟兄姐妹、教会弟兄姐妹在鼓励大家写灵修，门训也教大家，对不对
？It's just like in a church, we encourage brothers and sisters also.In the discipleship, we encourage brothers and sisters to write your devotion journal.
一个人把灵修分享到世界各地去，这本身要走一段很艰难的心路历程啊。
So in order to share your own devotional journal to just all different places in the world, actually, it just had this not easy process.
从每天早上一起床，愿意对主说一句“主啊，我感谢你”，这就不简单了，已经是灵修了。
Starting from every morning when you say "God, I thank you," actually, this is the starting of the devotion.
然后第二天可能说多一句话，我不但感谢你，我还要赞美你啊。
The next day, you not only say "God, I thank you," you also say "God, oh, I praise you."
跟神讲的话就一天比一天多，你的灵修开始了。
So the word you talk to God is getting more and more, and here's you start your devotion.
开始时间长了，慢慢觉得要把它写下来啊，有些帮助自己记忆也好啊，对不对？
So when time just goes by, you just realize, well, you need to write it down, and also this kind of good reminder for yourself.
这个时候你几乎已经完成了你跟神之间的。彼此 亲近的关系完成了。
So in that moment, you just complete about the time you get close to God.
但是如果说你的信仰是单单为你自己而活的，那与基督的使命，与耶稣基督的心又有什么关联呢？
However, if your faith you only just live for yourself, so what does it do with Jesus Christ?
腓立比书保罗劝勉我们说，二章五节说，你们要以耶稣基督的心为心呢。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 it says you need to have the with the Christ heart.
耶稣基督的心就是去广传福音啊。
The Christ heart is just to share the gospel.
怎么传福音啊？
How to share?
呀，我们教会这么多年来的一个习惯就是把三福啊、四律啊、福音桥各种方法教大家弟兄姐妹怎么去跟别人传福音，对不对？
So for all those past years and in the church we just teach brother sister all the different method to share the gospel.
我绝对不会否定任何的方法，都是好的，感谢主。
So I do not deny any method and we just thank the Lord.
但是今天我更愿意提醒大家，传福音的根本其实就是用你的生命去传。
However, today I also just want to emphasize to share the gospel actually share about your life.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
当我说用你的生命去传，跟圣经哪些经文相关呢？
When I say share the gospel with your life, so which Bible verse is related to this?
难道不是罗马书十二章一到二节，将身体献上当作活祭，不就是你的生命吗？
Isn't that it in Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to offer your total body as a living sacrifice?
你每写一篇灵修笔记就是你生命当天的活祭啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, your daily devotional journal, actually, that is your daily, just the living sacrifice.
你现在还以为你写的灵修是你的私有财产吗？
Do you think devotion that you wrote is just your own asset?
你仍然还在基督里边强调你自己的个性吗？
Do you still just emphasize your own personality in Jesus Christ?
你不肯将你的活祭的生命献给主，那你此生活的目的何在呢？
And so if you just persist just not to just offer the living sacrifice, so what is the purpose of your life?
今天这个网络时代已经改变了我们过去固有的认知了。
Today, it's just we just go online and this kind of stage, and it's different.
我们转发一篇属灵的文章，转发牧师的讲道、音频、视频，你就在传福音了。
When you forward, you send out the devotional journal or the pastor's sermon.
你把你自己的灵修祷告发往世界各地每一个社交媒体、各种各样朋友圈呐、各种各样个人关系，你就在做宣教了。
If you share devotional journal through different media, actually, you are doing the mission.
当然
Of course.
要分享生命是有丑陋和软弱的。
In order to share your just a devotional journal, actually, you share your weakness, and that, so you just that's what it is.
要求你打开你的心门，摘掉你的面具啊。
So in this case, you just need to take off the mask and just show the real you.
其实你戴上面具，你自我感觉良好，却是更加增强了你心中和灵里的不安呢。
So when you put on the mask, actually maybe you feel good. Actually, that just increases the unease in your heart.
主都快回来了。
Lord is coming back soon.
你还要戴面具戴多久呢
？How long are you going to wear the mask?
有一天，你所有的生命要在神在人面前显明。敞开，像放电影一般，让全世界的人来看，遮掩不住的。
So one day your life will just present to the whole world, and this it just cannot be covered.
为何总是贪恋黑暗呢
？Why are you just longing for the darkness?
总在黑暗里边的平安是一个虚假的感觉，你知道吗
？Do you know the peace in the darkness? That's the fake peace.
难道圣灵没有不断的提醒你吗
？So didn't the Holy Spirit just keep reminding you.
你又为何总是在消灭他的感动，弃绝他的提醒呢
？So why you just can't always reject the Holy Spirit's reminder?
在我们教会里边，我们弟兄姐妹会借着平常每天的读经啊、祷告了、听到了门训的劝勉，给我们各种各样不同的提醒。难道你还要继续的背逆下去吗
？So in the church, and God just through Bible reading, prayer, listening to the sermon, discipleship, and exhortation. Do you still continue to rebel?
我们越来越接近圣洁的本性了，发现没有？
Do you see that we just get just closer and closer to the nature of holiness?
圣洁其实本质上就是我们生命当中那个真我，那个活祭，那个摘下面具的丑陋和软弱，你愿意吗？
And the essence of the holiness, actually, which is to reveal the real me.
Yeah. 最后，相爱乃是圣洁使然的。
Finally, loving one another is the result of holiness.
Yeah. 当年保罗在帖撒罗尼迦这个城市的时候呢，遭受了当地特别是犹太人的逼迫了。
So when Paul was in Thessalonica, he was persecuted by the local Jews.
Yeah, 有些告密啊。
They're whistleblowers.
Yeah, 告诉当地的罗马的巡抚说啊，这个保罗跑的时候，我们这来传异端了。
And they told just the local Roman officers and said Paul is sharing the
从他的角度来讲，好像也没错啊。
So from their viewpoint, seems like it's nothing wrong.
因为只有犹太教才是他们正统。宗教吧。
Because to them, only the Judaism, and that is the true religion.
今天保罗传的是耶稣基督啊。
And today Paul is sharing about Jesus Christ.
所以这些不认识真理的人，他就会把拿了个鸡毛当令箭，以为自己好像抓住了什么了不起的凭证似的。
Therefore, the local Jews and they thought they just got this situation and just want to just persecute the Paul.
Yeah, 所以。就是50年代那个时候，朝鲜战争韩战开始以后呢，中国也成立了两会、三支和基督教协会。
So during the '50s, that after the Korean War and just in China, they just have the like the three self the like association.
Yeah, 林宪高牧师告诉我说，当时他们在大马站聚会，是因为有信徒，他称之为是犹大式的信徒。跑到三次跑到公安那里去告密说他们在那里私下聚会所以他被抓去坐牢关了20多年
So Pastor Lin Xianggao told me because the streets of church because they just report him and that's why he was sent to the prison for like 20 some years
他进到监狱里边的时候发现有人造谣的有诽谤的挑拨离间的制造是非的在他生命中他经历了许许多多这些呀信徒之间的呀迫害与背叛
So during that time, and there looked like the whistleblowers, the rumors, slanders, and the solicitors, and just that's how all he experienced.
保罗当时在帖撒罗尼迦遇到的情况也类似是这样子了。
So same as Paul in Thessalonica, he experienced the same.
有一些犹太背景的基督徒也参与了犹太人民族主义的煽动了，与罪为伍了，与世界同行了等等。今天不也是这样子吗
So even the some of the Christian of Jewish background participated in the incitement of the Jewish nationalism.
明明我们的国度在天国是上帝的国度啊。
So the kingdom actually it's a God's kingdom.
但是今天在我们信徒当中，就有人拿世界上某一个国度，中国了，或者美国了，或者欧洲哪一个国家来取代天国，好像这个国家的兴旺就等于天国的兴旺。弟兄姐妹，这是不可指日同语的。
However, some people just bring their country just as their kingdom, brothers and sisters. It just cannot compare with God's kingdom.
在人世间，任何一个国家，任何一个国度，都会成为过去的。你相信吗
？Do you believe that any nation or any kingdom in the world just will be perished?
无论哪一个国家，无论哪一个强国，都会从强到衰落的。
No matter which nation, either from strong to weak, they will just one day will deteriorate.
无论你做的是怎样的梦
，No matter what kind of dream you have,
你终有一天这梦会醒过来的。
One day you will just wake up from the dream.
圣经说，甚至凡有形质的都要销毁，你还陷在这虚幻的梦当中，要到什么时候呢
？And Bible also said that all the material things will just fade away. So why you still stay in your dream?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
可不可以与神同行，不要与罪同舞呢
？Can we just walk with God and just not to be just join the sins？
保罗当年在帖撒罗尼迦也深受其害啊。
So during the time, and Paul was just also harmed by others.
因为有这些害群之马呢
，and because of those people who just hurt him，
于是乎在属灵的群体中开始发生了分裂。
Therefore, in the spiritual community, just began to split.
有这些我是属保罗的。
And some people say they belong to Paul.
有人说我是属亚波罗的。
And some say I belong to Apollo.
或者我是属其他人的。
Or I belong to others.
对保罗的教训是视而不见。
And the people just turn a blind eye to Paul's teaching.
甚至是拒绝接受。
I even reject it.
保罗在说什么你知道吗？
Do you know what Paul is talking about?
他说你以为你在弃绝人吗？
So Paul said, do you think you are rejecting people?
No, 不是的。
It is not.
你乃是在弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神，好不好？
So, actually, what you're doing is rejecting God who gave you the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
好不好，请你现在就回头呢。
Could you just please turn your head back?
能不能以耶稣基督的大爱来理解上帝借着他仆人对你的劝勉呢？
Can you just understand the Lord's exhortation with God's the great love of Christ?
圣洁的核心就是属神的人在基督耶稣里彼此相爱哦。
The core of holiness is the people of God love each other in Christ.
不但是彼此相爱，而且是借着我们的生命去荣耀主的名。
Not only love one another, also glorify the name of the God.
当我们的心生嫌隙的时候呢？
When we have a rift in our hearts,
有一个严重的后果，你知道吗？
There's a severe consequence.
主的爱，主的道就离我们而去了。
The Lord's love and the way just leave us.
你还持守什么圣洁呢？
So why, how can you just persist in this kind of holiness?
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's see the second point.
安静度日。
Live a quiet life.
这一点有点不太容易讲哦。
So this is not quite easy to preach.
牵扯许多的历史啊、背景啊、时空啊和今天啊。
It just related to the history and also the background and time and space.
其实也蛮鼓励弟兄姐妹在读《帖撒罗尼迦前后书》的时候呢，也对它的背景啊、时代啊、历史有一些去准备一下会比较好啊。
And also, I hope brothers and sisters, when you read this book on Thessalonians, and you need to understand the background.
那不管怎么样，我们在讲道当中尽可能都稍稍多一点解释吧。
So in the sermon time, I'll explain some.
保罗在谈到第二点安静度日的时候呢，其实留了一个细节，大家可能没留心。
So in the second point, when Paul just mentioned about just the to just live a quiet life and just mention the details.
四章十节里边提到了马其顿全地。
In the First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 10, he talked about
那这段经文怎么
the whole place of Macedonia.
这段经文是怎么说的呢？
How does the verse say?
他说你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们更加勉励。
And in fact, you do love all the God's families throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to
give some more and more. 在这里保罗到底在讲什
么呢？ So what is Paul talking about?
首先是告别老我的捆绑。
First of all, just bid farewell to the bondage of the old self.
马其顿人到底是一种什么样的人？其实蛮难定义的，不容易讲。
It's not easy to define the people of Macedonia.
大家是如果多读读这方面的资料呢，我讲起来大家比较容易懂啊。
If we can just read some more the information about this, then it's easier for you to understand.
你说他是希腊人吧，他也不完全是，好像是希腊人认为的一种蛮夷啊，像我们中国，对南蛮的称呼啊，或者是春秋战国时的对秦朝人的称呼，有一点接近这种味道吧。
If you said Macedonians, they're Greek. Actually, it's just not quite right. And it's just like when we just talk about those people, just not really just from the origin place.
他在大希腊文化圈里边，但是却不为主流的希腊文明的人所接纳的这么一群人。
Okay, so people Macedonians in the Greek culture, they are not the mainstream.
如果我们对就是马其顿的历史有些了解的话呢
？If we have some understanding about the history of the Macedonia，
我们大概会知道腓力二世呢，甚至请了我们很熟悉的亚里士多德来为自己的儿子亚历山大来做老师。
So Philip II even invited Aristotle, the philosopher, to be the teacher for his son Alexander。
有时想想，这何等人物，由亚里士多德来做他的老师。
So think about this, and this, he had the Aristotle this be the teacher.
如果说在这个世界上还有一个人可以超越亚里士多德的话呢
If the, in this whole world, if there's any person who can just go beyond Aristotle,
也顶多是超越他其中的一个部分，很难找到一个人是对他全面的超越，很少这样的人。
If there's a such person, he may only just go beyond only one little point.
亚里士多德是个很伟大的哲学家、教育家、数学家、科学家，我都不知道用什么言语去描述这么一个何等响当当的人物啊！
So Aristotle, he's not only just a, he's an educator, and he's a, just in all different aspects, and I just don't know how to describe about him.
所以由他去教导出来的亚历山大大帝呢
？Therefore, and so when after and for the person, he's the emperor Alexander, and taught by him.
Yeah, 他就成为古希腊帝国一个最伟大的一个缔造者和征服者。
And therefore, he just created the greatest conqueror of the ancient Greek Empire.
当然，我说的伟大是按照人本主义的标准，不是按照天国的标准了。
Of course, when I say the greatest, that is just based on the main center's viewpoint.
对啊，这个标准就是那个时候他的帝国的疆界达到最大值嘛。
So during that time, he just bring the borders of the Macedonian Empire to its peak.
呀，我们对这个希腊帝国的鼎盛，可能我们今天都很多人不了解。
Today, we may not know just about his how great it is.
它横跨了欧洲、非洲和亚洲三大洲啊，你知道吗
？It just goes through just all the different the like different the areas.
它甚至跟我们中国接壤，它的势力范围达到阿富汗啊，你知道吗
？And also, it just reached the border of
阿富汗跟中国是有接壤的，对不对？这我们知道吧？
And we know that it just reached the border, and it's even just to China.
换句话讲，在2000多年前，这个可能除了中国这个帝国以外，那当时几乎整个世界都是亚历山大的。
So just other than that, China actually this the whole area just belong to Alexander.
好，我们体会一下马其顿人心中因历史上的骄傲而产生的这种躁动不安，你能体会得到吗
？So can you feel the restlessness in the hearts of Macedonians due to the historical pride？
呀，跟我们中国人有点像，会不会啊
？Similar to the Chinese, right？
其实中国人的那种强国梦、大国梦，难道跟秦始皇没关系吗？也有关系的。
So with the Chinese and with the dream to be of the great nation, isn't that related？
历朝。历代的中国人都是以秦国的广而大之、统一文字、统一度量衡、统一所有生命当中可以统一的东西，统一大而所有只要大只要好，那就是中国人的强国梦，对不对
？So in the China's the dream to be a great nation, it just everything need to be big and also strong.
所以今天当我们中国人来到教会、来到信仰当中的时候呢？
So today, for Chinese people, when we just come to the faith,
会不会也有像马其顿人当年的这份，浮夸与躁动不安呢
？So do we just have the same, just like a restlessness?
你看中国人动不动就说我们中国人是福音的最后一棒，要落在中国人的手里，会不会
？So a lot of Chinese we say we are just the last part to carry forward the gospel.
呀，中国的教会。呀，一稍稍兴旺一点了，就是要把福音借着中国人传遍世界。
So once the church in China and there's more revived, and they just say, and God just used them just to share the gospel to the whole world.
那政府一提出有个“一带一路”的一个人本主义的道路。
So when the government just mentioned about and just the main centers that passed.
呀，中国人马上就把属灵的道路。依附上去，好像借着一带一路去广传福音，凭什么？圣灵就没有自己的道路、真理、生命了吗
？And then, the Chinese Christian just try to just connect this kind of the slogan to their past.
这份因自己的历史的骄傲而产生的这种躁动不安，在我们信徒生命里边，难道不是比比皆是吗
？With this kind of restless and due to historical pride, just Don't we have all this?
所以保罗当年对马其顿人的劝勉，对我们今天仍然是意义非凡呐。
Therefore, Paul's exhortation is very meaningful.
呀，保罗对他们的劝勉其实也很简单。
So his exhortation is very simple.
四章十一节说，又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，你愿意吗？
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 11, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
其实在我们中国人当中找几个安静人不容易啊。
Actually, it's not easy to find a person and just be quiet, and just it's not easy.
我们中国人的思想倾向或者做皇帝或者做奴才，对不对？
So in our thinking, the bias, we either just be the king or just be the slave.
做奴，哪怕做奴才也想方设法去欺负一些比自己更加低位的奴隶，会不会？
So even just being a slave, it just even take advantage of another slave.
其实就是我们生命当中这份不安、躁动与骄傲嘛。
Actually, that is the unease and the restlessness.
圣经怎么说呢？
How does the Bible say?
圣经说你们要安静，要知道耶和华是神。
The Bible says, be quiet and know that the Lord is God.
你呢？
How about you?
你是否知道耶和华是神？
Do you know that the Jehovah is God?
如果耶和华是神，你还跳那么高干什么呢？
If the Lord is God, then why you just jumping just not rest?
当然，人心中的不安，这个老我告别不易啊。
Of course, it is not easy to say goodbye to the restless but of old self.
诸多的捆绑挣脱也不简单，对不对？
And also to just get out of these bindings is not easy.
弟兄姐妹之间没有必要彼此相互的嘲笑，乃是彼此的勉励，互相的理解。你拉我一把，我拉你一把，同行天路，好不好？
So among brothers and sisters, don't just laugh at the brothers or the sister, and just walk on the heavenly path.
谁都一样，告别老我的捆绑绝对不简单。
We're all the same. It's not easy to say goodbye to the restless old self.
好，其次当然是要活出新人的样式嘛。
Second, live out the style of a new creation.
我刚才说了，理解马其顿人可以从我们中国的春秋战国时代的秦朝、秦国与周朝的关系来看，好像就比较接近了。
And so I just mentioned understanding the Macedonians and can be seen just from the relation between Qin and Zhou dynasties during the Spring, Autumn, and the Warring States. Macedonians' love and acceptance to Greek culture.
与秦国对中原文明的仰慕几乎是一样的。
So it is the same as the Qin's admiration for the civilization of the central plains.
其实你看一些电视连续剧也发现，其实秦始皇或者秦穆公，他们对这个中国的文化、六国的文字，他都是非常仰慕，也非常熟悉，常常书写和学习的，对吧？
And you will see the first emperor of Qin, actually he's just longing for those the Chinese culture.
所以当他一统一了天下之后呢，他马上做的事情是统一文字啊。
Once he unified the whole nation, he just want to unify the characters.
秦始皇的统一文字与腓力二世呢，推崇马其顿全地的希腊化，其实是有异曲同工之美的。
So the first emperor of Qin unified the writing, and Philip II, and is to admire the Hellenization of the whole Macedonia, which has the same beauty in the same way.
当然，不同的是什么呢？
And the difference is,
希腊的文学、艺术、科技、数学成了日后统领欧洲甚至整个世界文明的先驱。
So the difference is the Greek literature, art, technology, and the mathematics have become the pioneer that would dominate the Europe and even the world civilization in the future.
当然也成了马其顿全地的骄傲。
At the same time, it just has become the pride of Macedonia.
我们中国人讲来讲去就那四大发明，对吧？
So for Chinese, we just mentioned about the four inventions.
不能够独领风骚，引领全球的先驱，起码在心里面做个梦总可以吧？
So even though it just cannot be on the very top of the world, at least they can have this kind of dream.
但是在本质上是一样的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, actually, in essence, is the same.
人们内心的骄傲、浮夸与蛮横，我们至今仍然可以见到一些端倪，会不会？
So people's just inner pride, exaggeration, and arrogance can still be seen just some clue to this day.
保罗说，四章十二节，叫你们可以向外人行事端正， 自己就没有什么缺乏的啦。
So Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 12, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody.
好，最后是死而复活的盼望。
Finally, the hope of resurrection from the dead.
大卫说，我的心啊，你为何忧闷不安呢？
David said, why, my soul, are you downcast?
马其顿是继波斯帝国以来第二个环地中海的一个很伟大的帝国，横跨欧、非、亚三大洲。
Macedonia is the second circum-Mediterranean empire since the Persian Empire, spanning three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa.
人们心中的大国梦啊，是生生不息，然后是梦断蓝桥啊。
People's dream of the great power just are always alive, and the dream of the blue bridge are broken.
而这些梦呢，又常常死灰复燃。
And those dreams oftentimes just comes back.
其实大家是不太了解美国了。
Actually, people do not really understand about the U.S.
美国在思想文化和传统意识方面其实是承载了罗马帝国，你可能想不到。
So the U.S. then the thinking and also the culture actually just a pass on just from the Roman Emperor.
中国人常常说，哎呀，美国只有200多年历史，小弟弟小妹妹瞧不起人家。
So some people that just look down on the U.S. history say only 200 some years.
你别忘了，美国人从欧洲过来的。
Don't forget, the United States actually people just move from Europe.
而欧洲人呢，在思想观念、哲学理念当中承继了希腊、罗马文化过来的，你了解吗
？And also the European, they just inherited those the culture and the background.
所以
from Rome.
在美国的先民们和这些智者、智库的心目当中。是把美国的整个文化根基建基在罗马帝国的根基上，你能了解吗
？Therefore, the ancestor of just the U.S. actually they just established the nation just on the foundation of the Europe.
我这并不是在夸耀美国有什么了不起，大家不要误会啊。
I'm not just saying to brag about the culture of the U.S.
我只是提醒我们自己的国人呀，不要因为美国表面上看只有200多年的历史而轻视人家，对吧？
I'm just trying to tell our people just do not just look down about the U.S.
按照保罗的教导是什么样呢
？So based on Paul's teaching, so what did he tell us?
这人世间的一切成就
，the achievement of the world，
岂能与耶稣基督的死里复活相比呢
？How can those achievements just be compared with the Christ's resurrection from the dead？
国大又如何呢
？What about the great territory of the nation？
你的梦美。又怎样呢
？So just what about you? Just have a great dream.
你最终还不得死吗
？So won't you still die anyway?
你死的时候不也是两手空空吗
？So when you died and you just have empty hands.
你即使赚得全世界，赔上自己的性命又有什么益处呢
？So even if you earn the whole world and just lose your life, so what good is it?
其实你很简单。
Actually, it's very simple.
你信了耶稣，你安静度日在耶稣基督里，就是一个最忠心良善的仆人，你知道吗
？So, once you believe in Jesus, just to have a quiet life in Him.
因为你一安静就知道谁是耶和华了。
So when you are quiet and you know who God is,
既然知道谁是耶和华，你就当活出这份活祭的呼召啊。
Since you know who God is, you just need to live out.Just the living sacrifice.
你就不会再坚持己见，硬把所有的东西都放在自己的独特的个性当中，乃到放在耶稣基督的使命当中了。这是你的生命，你要不要呢
？And then you just will not just persist, just put the things in your own territory. You just need to live out of Christ. Do you want?
所以千万不要轻视安静度日啊。
Therefore, do not just neglect.
殊不知你得力在乎平静安稳呐。
So we just gain the strength just in just believe in the Lord.
你得救在乎归回安息啊。
And salvation is in that we just return and rest.
好，我们来看第三点，等候被提。
Let's see the third point, waiting for rapture.
我们知道复活是我们信仰的核心，对不对
？So we know resurrection that is the core of our faith.
保罗说，若基督没有从死里复活，我们所信的就是枉然了。
Paul said, "If Christ has not been raised from the dead, then what we believe is in vain.
同样，如果基督没有复活，那他的恩召也就失去意义了。
It's the same. If Christ had not been resurrected, his gracious calling would lost its meaning.
所以等候被提是我们生命每一个基督徒生命的核心中的核心，等候主再来啊。
Therefore, and that is the core, and we just need resurrection. We need to just wait for the Lord.
保罗是怎么去谈论这个等候被提的呢？
How did Paul talk about the rapture and
wait
for him?
死亡的意义被改写了。
First, the meaning of death has been rewritten.
拉撒路死了三天了。
Lazarus had been dead for 3 days.
尸体好像都发出点味道了。
And the body just has stinked.
但是耶稣怎么跟他的姐妹玛利亚说呢？
Then how did Jesus talk to Mary?
他说你的兄弟睡了。
Jesus said to Mary, "Your brother is asleep."
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹？
So do you know, brothers and sisters?
将死亡描述为睡了，是耶稣基督的首创啊。
So describing death as asleep is the first creation of Jesus Christ.
我们试想想，这是何等气魄的夸胜啊。
So what a grand victory this is.
除了经历死亡并且从死里复活的主耶稣，还有谁可以如此这般的宣称呢？
So apart from Lord Jesus who experienced death,And a resurrection from the dead. Who else can claim as such?
自古以来，人类最沉重的死亡咒诅，在耶稣基督的面前，好像也因为我们的相信而成了一句笑谈，对吧？
So the heaviest death curse of mankind has not just become a joke because of their faith.
保罗甚至在罗马书当中也说这样的话，他说：“死亡的毒钩啊，你在哪里？”
Paul also just mentioned in the book of Romans, he said, "The sting of death, where are you?"
从此，死亡不再是上帝儿女的捆绑了。
Since then, death is no longer the binding for God's children.
没有任何的东西，包括死亡在内，可以隔绝我们和耶稣基督的爱啊。
There is nothing, including death, can hinder God's love to us.
上帝的子民啊。
The God's people.
难道你们不应该欢呼雀跃吗？
Shouldn't you all just cheer for joy?
好，其次是我们在空中与主相遇啊。
Secondly, we will meet the Lord in the air.
要不信主的人呢，有两死一生。
So those unbelievers and they have two deaths.
那当然，信主的人就有两生一死了，对吧？
And those who believe in God has two lives and one death.
那两死指的是什么呢？
What does two deaths mean?
肉身的死和灵魂的永远的死亡，对吧？
That means the death of the body and the eternal death of the soul.
两生呢，就是母腹中把我们生了一次，信主则是重新从上帝那里把我们又生了一次，重生了一次。
So two lives means one is born in the mother's womb, and the other is while we believe in the Lord and is to be born again from God.
耶稣说，生命在我，复活也在我，对吧？
Jesus said, "The life is with me, and the resurrection is with me."
他说，信我的人也必复活。
He said, "And those who believe in me will also be resurrected."
当主再来的时候呢？
When the Lord's come returns.
那些因信耶稣基督而死了的人呢？
And those who have died because of faith in Jesus Christ.
就是被神称为是睡了的人。
And God just called those who have fallen asleep.
圣经说会与主一同再来。
They will return with the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果主今天就来。
If the Lord came back today.
你我这些信了主但还没有死的人会怎么样呢？
So those of you and of us and who just believe in the Lord, what will happen?
圣经说会被提到云里啊。
And the Bible says, "The world be just caught up in the cloud."
而且我们会在空中与主相遇啊。
And we will meet the Lord in the air.
从此
，since then，
我们就要与主永远的在一起了。
We'll be with the Lord forever.
这就是我们的盼望，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is our hope.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请问这也是你的盼望吗
？So may I ask you, is this also your hope?
我们今天借着网上，借着 Zoom 这个课堂来敬拜，来彼此的交通。难道不也是在空中与主相遇吗
？So today and through the room in Zoom, and we just worship together, and we just meet with the Lord on the air.
好，最后当用此话来彼此的劝勉呢。
Finally, use these words to encourage each other.
保罗怎么说呢
？How did Paul say?
四章十八节说，所以你们当用这些话彼此的劝慰。
In chapter 4, verse 18, and he said, "Therefore, encourage one another with these words."
你们想过为什么保罗会这么说呢？
Have you thought about why Paul said this?
因为耶稣说， 你们在世上有苦难啊。
Because Jesus said we have suffering in this world.
苦难来了，你能经得起考验吗？
The suffering is coming. Can we stand the test?
逼迫来了，我们当中会不会有叛教者呢？
The persecution is coming. So, are there any sort of renegade grade?
诱惑来了，你顶得住吗？
Temptation comes. Can you stand it?
真金白银就摆在你的眼前，你的心能不动吗？
Real money is just placed in the front of you. So can your heart not move?
讲到底，可能都有一句话在问我们每一个人的弟兄姐妹。
When we just talk to the end, so maybe just a sentence is asking.
请问你的心有价吗
？Is your heart valuable?
你可以被收买吗
？Can your heart be bought?
犹大卖主的价就是30两银子，你的价格呢？
The price that Judah just betrayed Jesus, he just sold just for the 30 coins. What about you?
多少钱可以收买你呢？
So for how much money and you can be bought?
上帝的恩召与你是什么意义呢？
What does the Lord's call mean to you?
你是否愿意为了主的缘故至死忠心呢？
Are you willing to be faithful to death?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
各位福音朋友，
Dear gospel friends,
如果今天主的呼召临到你，你的回应是什么呢？
If the call of the Lord comes to you today, what is your response?
好，恩召的意义，你收到了吗？
So, the meaning of the gracious calling, do you receive that?
主的圣洁乃是神的性情，你是否愿意去效法呢？
The holiness of the Lord is the disposition of God. Are you willing to imitate it?
平静安稳，这是得力的应许啊。
In quietness and the trust is a promise of strength.
等候被提，这是我们一生中最美好的盼望，对吧？
And waiting for rapture, that is the best hope in our life.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你以你永远的爱来呼召我们。
Thank you. You just love us with your just eternal love.
因为你呼召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽啊。
You call us not for us to fall into the fields.
你的目的是要让我们效法主的样式。
You want us just to follow your image.
甚至是要我们成为圣洁。
And also just you want us to become holy.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
帮助我们立志做安静人。
Just help us to just make the decision just to be the quiet person.
好，让我们心中充满了你复活当中所带给我们的盼望。
So that we can, our life is full of the hope of resurrection.
主啊，我们如此的彼此劝慰，
We just exhort for each other,
彼此代祷，
Pray for each other,
乃是奉我主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.